this is what I got to deal with. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, guys.
He's got to put up his notes. Where are your notes beforehand, huh? You're supposed to have that shit up and running.
Ah, dude, it's up. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to another episode aquí, here on your favorite podcast, etc., where we talk about all kinds of random bullshit. And we're a little informative. There are some facts that are thrown into
no
this.
Facts.
There's a little facts. Mm. There are little facts, but, you know, we try to keep it fun.
There's a Google search here and there.
Yeah, Google search. Wikipedia is most, it's usually what we rely on. Yes, so whatever you're putting out there on the site.
Right. Before you type anything angry, we're only basic. Get angry at Wikipedia. Don't get angry at me. I'm just the messenger. You know what I mean?
We're just reading.
Exactly. That's what it is.
But guys, get a drink. You know what the show's about.
Get some coffee, right?
Get some coffee. Nice. A mezcal, a tequila, a beer, whatever floats your boat. Ladies, get some wine.
But this is coffee.
Sure. Salud. Salud, Eddie. It's been a while.
Yeah, that's been a while,
man. Salud. Cheers. Good seeing you, man.
Cheers.
You know what? But we have a good episode today. We had a minor technical difficulty last time. We didn't get to record. That's why we're a little behind.
We did not.
What?
To record.
Are you looking at?
I'm looking at the Focusrite thing. Because sometimes it glows green and sometimes it doesn't. And it glows green when you talk.
Right.
But mine doesn't glow green.
At all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but look at that thing over there.
Yeah.
It picks up the sound waves.
It does, but it's weird. Something weird's going on. Well...
Anyways,
we're about to find out.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, everything goes smoothly. How you been, man?
God.
How you
been?
Pretty
good.
You been good?
Pretty good.
Yeah. What have you done during this week break that you didn't see me and we did not do anything?
Well, last time when there was that other person here, Surf, I'm sure you noticed the house is a little hotter. You know, and that's mainly because,
dude,
the AC is not working right.
You're not the only one, though. You're in Texas.
There's a power outage.
There's a power outage.
Well, there's going to be, apparently, if you don't keep your thermostat up higher or whatever, so you don't waste as much electricity, overload the system. But it's bullshit.
You're supposed to
bring it down.
From what I heard, it's a lot of Texans are having this issue because of the snow that happened.
Not because of the snow, just it's
no.
The
I heard
power
the
grids.
Yeah. But like they're fucked up ever since the snow, and since May, the complaints started happening where their ACs weren't working.
Yeah.
But a few cars as well, but mostly like the.
You know, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because I had a guy. No, because I had a guy come over. It was the funniest thing. It was one of Colleen's friends. I'm not gonna drop any names, but. She got a new boyfriend, and the dude is really cool guy. No, you haven't met him. But
wait, the weird guy?
Wait, I fucking hate that guy. No, dude.
The weird guy?
No, not the weird guy. You haven't met him. You haven't fucking met the guy.
Okay, continue.
There's a lot of weird guys, though. But you haven't met this guy. He's a really cool dude. He came over, and he works in HVAC. So he was like, yeah, I'll take a look at your system. Like a fucking bro. He came over here, the day off. It was a fucking Saturday. He came over, looked at my system, checked everything out. He didn't have to do that, and I really appreciate it.
White people do.
I'm saying.
I'm kidding.
He asked for money at the end of it, too. I was like, God. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, he didn't.
On Home Alone, with the second one, he goes to New York, and like the guy helps him with his luggage, and he's just like...
Rob Schneider. Fucking Rob Schneider.
And what's that kid? He just like pulls out the gum.
Out here. And just to be an asshole, the next time he's like, no tip. Okay.
Damn.
He had like a wad of bills. No respect. Right. Fuck you, Macaulay Culkin. Or the writers.
Right.
Of
yeah, no, you're
that
good.
Movie. Anyway, he came over, looked at my stuff, and he checked the vents or the fucking tubes or whatever that are up there. And he said that they need to be wrapped again. They're not insulated enough because those are cold. So the system's running fine. But because if it was the energy,
last time.
Because if it was the energy company, my AC system wouldn't be running all day. Right. And it's running all day, and I'm getting charged up the fucking ass for electricity. Mm. I think my electricity bill was almost $300.
Mm. And it's only going to go up, my man.
Hell,
the hotter days are coming.
I know. It's not even 100 yet, man. It's only 90.
98.
99. It's going to get 107 at some point. So last year it got up to 108 or some stupid shit like that.
Yeah, it is going to get really damn hot. Yeah.
I bought a fan outside of... But that don't do shit.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to put little misters on it, though. I'm doing my shit.
But there's one thing that I hate is paying the electric bill. That's it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it teases you during the during the spring, you know, the fall. Pay like, what, $60-$70 maybe a month? But then it goes up to like over $200.
Easy money.
And these are just like little 2-3-bedroom houses.
Yeah. But you know, it's not. I'm actually acclimating to the 80-degree weather because it goes up to 82. In the heat of the night, or the heat of the sun, or whatever, it goes up to 82 degrees, and I can't turn it off because if I raise it up to 82, the thermostat, it'll get even hotter.
Yeah,
because it's trying to compensate.
Is that how it works? Explain to the women.
So listen here, listen here, ladies. I know y'all busy with your makeup and everything. Put that down.
But
God damn, don't clip it, please. I'm kidding.
God damn, dude,
that's a joke. It's a joke. I'm not breaking the meter, though.
No, dude. You're good. And then?
But
The what?
No, just like the HVAC system. He came over and he checked out my system and he said that the tubes were wrong, right? So he didn't have to do that. I really appreciate it. But
he did.
He also... I don't know how it came up in the conversation, but I ended up seeing his... Colleen's friend tied up in a very interesting position.
Oh.
And I didn't see it coming. He was just like, oh, yeah, check it out. And I was like, oh.
And this was just for like, for fun.
Oh, my God. I'd never seen a happier woman in my life.
Wow.
Like, her face was so elated. It was just the face of pure happiness.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I know. I'm so glad she found somebody.
Is he getting rimmed?
Probably, I'm not gonna lie.
You
probably.
Think so?
He was happy. Yeah. So my answer is yes. Probably.
That's how you know he's happy.
You know, dude, why are you smiling so much? Don't worry about it, man. What the fuck are you talking about? Focus on yourself. Just a wink. Oh.
Dude.
Turn around to your wife. He does it for him. Wow. Or she does it for him.
Yeah, I know, right?
He.
He does it for him.
Anyways,
yeah, that's cool. Yeah, but the
power outage ACs, 2.0.
Yeah, dude.
Can you believe we're going to talk about this shit again?
You see, and you guys all make fun of us because we don't give you guys facts. You see, we give you current events. We give you current events. What's going on here in Dallas?
Talk about that goddamn grid.
Get your fucking AC fixed before it gets hotter, guys. What else do we got? Oh, dude, you know. Oh, I was gonna ask. I did ask you this last time, but. Have you seen any movies?
I saw...
Have you seen anything lately?
Did we talk about Anna and the King last time?
The fuck is Anna and the King?
Oh, no, we were gonna. Anna and the King? You haven't seen The King and I?
No.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. You're ignorant as fuck. The King and I is the musical.
Oh, The King and I. The musical. Yeah.
Well, there's a movie that came out based on the musical with Sigourney Weaver. Fuck, what's her name? She's in Silence of the Lambs. Fucking
Emma Stone.
No, goddamn, she's an older one. It's gonna bother me. I gotta look it up.
Hang on.
I saw it, and it was beautiful because you know my wife suggested it, and she likes a lot of like cheesy movies, like,
for sure,
stuff like that. Sometimes it's not a vibe, and but this one was intense, and I really, really. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Jodie Foster. Yeah, it was Jodie Foster, and it was I can't remember the dude's name. And it wasn't The King and I. It was the movie based on The King and I.
Right.
And it was awesome. It was really nice. You should check it out.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I saw two movies. They were both on. Wait, no. Wait. One's on Netflix. Awake.
It was alright.
It's the one where like everyone's. Like no one can sleep, like they can't sleep, and they go on for like days, and then they start hallucinating, and they start going fucking mad. And they start dying because, you know, you can't stay awake for too long because your brain will, like...
it's a weird movie.
Yeah, yeah. So, but then there's people that they have, like... people are going crazy, like the military. They're trying to run these tests on very few people. There's like two or three that are able to sleep, and they're trying to find out why. So
yeah, that reminds me of the movie Children of Men. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Children of Men was a good movie.
Well, it's kind of like that. Not it's really.
About like not being able to sleep,
right?
Not being able to get pregnant. The concept
right.
in that,
right?
Similar, not right. the same disease. Yeah, right?
But no, this movie was pretty good. I mean, you do kind of like. You do get engaged because like everyone's like freaking out, like even like yeah. the main character, that what's the chick from Jane the Virgin?
Oh, I don't know. I hate
something Rodriguez. I just know her last name's Rodriguez.
But she's a good actor.
Though. Yeah, she's a protagonist in this. It was really good. I highly recommend it. Yeah. Like I said, just watch it once. And that's about it. I saw that, and I saw The Conjuring.
Oh, the new one.
The new one on HBO.
I haven't seen it. It was creepy.
It's scary, dude.
Is it really?
I was scared.
Scarier than Hereditary?
It's up there, dude.
Is it really?
It's up there. In my opinion, it's up there. Like it's a good story. Like it freaks you. I was freaked out. I couldn't sleep that night.
Can we talk about The Conjuring a little bit? Because I saw the first one and I was blown away by it.
Yeah. Now that I remember when I first saw that, that was
a long wild. Time ago, dude.
Did we see that together?
I don't know.
In theaters?
Maybe.
I think we did. With Jeebus. I think so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That movie fucked me up, man.
Yeah.
That movie was fucked.
No, dude, this new one's really I really enjoyed it.
It's not like Annabelle, is it?
No. If you watch this, like
same director as like, First Conjuring?
Like, you know, don't talk. Don't have people there. You know those fucking people that talk during the movies. And then they're like, what the fuck? Like, why is she going through that door? Like, why is she going in that dark room? You know, hey, like, shut up.
Goddamn.
Like, goddamn, enjoy the goddamn movie.
I know.
Anyways, don't watch it with those people. It's a good movie, though. It's it's scary. I was scared, like, and it was like around maybe like 9 p.m. No, it was like 10. I was it's like 10 p.m. You know, I'm home alone, and it's just dark. So like, I was thirsty, and I need to get some water. So like, I go towards the hallway, and there's nothing on, right? Because I mean, it's late, right? But as I look at the kitchen, it's just like pure darkness. I got goosebumps, dude. So then, like in my head, I'm like, "Fuck it." And I turn on the light, run, and fuck it. Dude, yeah, it was bad.
That's fucking creepy, man.
Because from what I was told, you know, this is, you know, the Mexican people, they're fucking weird. But one of my tías, she swears she's a witch. I think she's certified. She's actually a certified witch now. But she says that you're certified. Supposed to cuss them out.
She got her fucking, you know, bachelor's in witchcraft.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a hard fucking course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not everybody can do it.
Yeah. Like, like you make a deal with the devil first, right?
First and foremost.
And then you got to offer something.
And then if you don't, you too bad.
Exactly.
The deal's been made.
Dude, it's like you've done the course.
Yeah. You're so fucking stupid.
Anyways, I was growing up, we were told that if you ever see anything or like feel weird shit like that growing up, yeah, you're supposed to like cuss them out.
Yeah.
Like tell them like fuck off.
Yes. I remember that.
Apparently that's a thing, but
yeah. I used to happen to me a lot. Yeah.
Really?
We talked about it last time.
Yeah, but I thought that was a night joke. Terrors,
but like, no, my parents would tell me, and they had, this is before the police came to Bliss House. Somebody wake me up, please. Please. My own personal hell.
Oh man, salute to that. Yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, now The Conjuring fucked me up, man. Especially that scene where they're like, "Oh, it smells like rotten meat." And I like go across, you know, in Grand Prairie. There's that fucking lake that you have to cross over 30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it smells like ass every time.
It's by the...
Every single time.
By the horse races, right? It's by there.
It's by the Verizon Theater.
Yeah. That's where it's at, I think.
Yeah. Really. And every time... I remember when I was a kid, I would drive by there for work or for some other bullshit. And I would smell something. And it would be dark. And I'd be like... I was like, oh no, it smells like ass.
The demon.
They come up on me, oh my God.
If it smells like ass, the demons smell like ass.
Either someone farted or the demons are here. You guys gotta let me know. God damn it.
Yeah.
No.
Can you imagine if there was actually like a legit warning sign? Like, oh shit, like they're here. It's like, it smells like ass.
It smells like ass.
That's a thing.
Like, oh, God damn. Not again. God damn it.
Not again.
God damn. Light a candle. Do something. God damn it. No.
It's that Dobby joke. It's like, it's the third time this week.
Damn, I was fucked up. I apologize to all my Harry Potter fans out there.
Yeah, no.
I crossed the boundary that day.
You did.
And you
did. Peter got on test too that day.
I'd do it again.
I'd do it again.
But I have done it. But after I watched, I want to get back to Conjuring. But okay. But after I watched
Adam, we have to say some of this for like October, dude.
I know. But that's why I'm getting back to this. Okay. After I watched Anne of the King, we watched another movie called Memoirs of a Geisha. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a good movie.
Uh-huh. Mm. Or is it on Netflix? HBO?
It's not that
Amazon?
Great movie. It's no, you have to rent it. Or no, actually, you don't rent movies. I'm sorry. You don't remember Blockbuster? You can rent movies. You know that. You don't have to rely on Netflix.
What's a Blockbuster?
What the fuck? You and I are the same age, motherfucker. Don't pretend. Don't try to like placate these goddamn motherfucking Zoomers over here, all right?
I'm 21, guys, just like you. No, I'm not.
Cringe.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You know, most of our listeners are actually from within the ranges of mid-20s, so like around 24 up to like early 30s.
Fuck.
Well, all right. And that's a wrap.
Nah, just kidding.
But wait, so this movie, cool. You're saying it's good?
Memoirs of a Geisha, the cinematography, the choreography, the costume design, the sets, everything was gorgeous about mm-hmm. it. The movie in general was not that great because right. they had to work off of, it was a geisha's memoirs.
Nothing wrong with that?
No, nothing wrong with that at all. And it's a very interesting story. The book is actually really good because there's a lot of like, it's like a drama book. But it basically it doesn't end in a way that's kind of that normal people would find satisfactory. Uh-huh. Like she ends up with a guy in the end. Spoiler alert, shit. But
all right.
But it's not the way that you want it to be. You know, you okay. want her to be like the Western traditional style of thinking. Like no, right. She's his only option. She's the only one that he thinks in mind. Pretty Woman's a perfect example of that, right?
I love that movie.
Like, I'm sorry, but I just, you know,
right.
I want more.
Wow.
You know?
That's beautiful.
So, yeah. Oh, 1 second. Anyway, Memories of a Geisha.
And we got it. All right. Apologize for that technical difficulty. Yeah. But moving back to the... Dude, yeah. So, fuck that shit. You know what's... here's an interesting fact. This is a... Is that... Well, it's kind of random. But I just started watching... It's sort of a current news, but have you heard or have you seen that HBO or DC show called Harley Quinn? Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
I've seen parts of it.
Okay, you've seen parts of it. So it's pretty much like it's a DC universe with like the villains focused on Harley Quinn, though. But it's like Adult Swim sort of, right? Yeah. It's really, really cool. I highly recommend it. The main Harley Quinn's voice is done by Kelly Coco, something like that.
Oh,
the
really?
The chick from The Big Bang.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty good. But anyways, like about a week ago, about a week ago, I think the one of the co-writers they made a scene. I think they were at some sort of event and they were asked a question. Or I don't know if they were asked a question, but they said that originally for season two, when the Catwoman comes out, her character comes out, there was a scene that was taken off, and it was Batman going down on Catwoman. Right. But they took it off because the DC was like, no,
Batman
we can't
would never do that.
Exactly. Batman would never go down on Catwoman or anyone.
First of all,
he's a selfish lover.
No, that's not it. He's not emotionally prepared to go down. He's not capable of it, right? Emotionally, spiritually.
Hold on now.
You gotta be in the right state of mind.
Hang on now.
Batman's not hungry.
That's true.
Batman is satisfied beating up thugs and doing whatever he's doing. That's his cunnilingus.
That's his love.
That's how he shows love.
That's how he shows love.
He ain't ready to go down on the girl. So he ain't ready for that watermelon sugar.
That watermelon. Right? Well, yeah. So that. So you know, it became like sort of like a headline news or on like for like the Comic-Con people. But,
oh no,
dude. Yeah.
What did they do?
There were no, because DC was like, hang on, we really can't do this. They were like, why? They're like, what? And someone asked, like, they asked the writers. So is it because Batman is a selfish lover, or like he's you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's because DC said, like, you know, we sell toys of this guy. we can't sell toys to young kids if this guy's eating toy. Out like
I would
pussy.
Buy that toy 5 times. Minimum. Oh my God. Minimum.
Yeah, we're talking about this is the kids, Eddie. God, not everything's about
know,
you, Eddie.
I know. It's the kids. I would do it.
But
I would buy it.
I thought that was hilarious.
Make the toy Mattel. I would buy it.
I thought it was hilarious. You guys should. But anyways, the show's really good. You guys should watch it. I'm like halfway through the first season.
Didn't she give some guy cancer by shooting him with a cancer gun?
No, I don't know about that. Yeah, I haven't seen. I haven't gotten there. It's good. No, it's good. That's all new I have on my end. I don't know about you. Is there anything else you got? Kind of catch me.
Oh,
up.
I watched Raya, Rise of the Dragon, or whatever the hell that Disney movie. Because I was watching my cousin.
Is it that shit?
What the fuck?
Okay,
mask off over here. Goddamn. Okay.
It's a joke. It's a joke. We're it's joking. A joke. If you find any of this offensive, please call the number at the bottom.
Direct all your emails to this motherfucker.
It's a joke. Anyways, and then?
I saw that movie.
It's good?
And have you heard of a YouTuber called Lindsay Ellis?
No.
She's a really, really, really cool YouTuber that goes into a lot of detail into
Disney movies or movies?
Just movies in general. She's a really big fan of Disney, really big fan of musicals, has like a very academic background in film. She went to NYU.
NYU?
Yeah. And studied a bunch of all that stuff. And she made this joke on Twitter about like how Raya, whatever the fuck it is basically just like Avatar The Last Airbender rehashed again. And the fucking Twitterverse canceled her because you were whatever.
That's oh, really?
That's not the point. I saw it and I was like, it was kind of, sure. Like the base sample of it was kind of like, all right, I can see where she's coming from. But like in a broader sense, it's like, no.
That's like kind of like saying like movie, all these stories are like based on like the whole like Jesus shit.
Or like the hero's arc, right?
Or, yeah.
You know, the stories have been rewritten in that format in the same type of way. Of course, there's more nuance to it than that. But and to an extent, I agree with her. But people got so butthurt over fucking nothing. And I saw the movie and it was a good movie. It was a cute movie.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
It had Awkwafina. I've seen Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
Awkwafina's in it and she's hilarious in it. It was cute. I would recommend it. But I think that was the only other new thing that I saw. I'm trying to think. Oh, I haven't seen the Friends reunion yet. Have you seen that?
I've never even seen Friends, dude.
I know. Shame on you.
Shame on me.
I know.
I'm sorry.
You're missing. Once you see it, you're going to be like, oh shit.
I actually tried it not too long ago, but I saw the first episode and I was like, I didn't even finish the first episode. I was just like, this is kind of, it's too cringy for me.
What the fuck?
Like I went through this with The Office. Like, I don't want to do that again.
What the Friends is nothing like The Office.
No, but I'm saying like when you watch the first season, you have to get through the first season.
The first season of Friends is good.
Agree to disagree.
I guess
agree to disagree.
Agree to that. You're just objectively wrong, but okay.
Yeah, move on. I'm sure it's a good show. I'm sure it's a good show. But anyways, I think that's a long ass intro. So guys, again, grab a drink. We're about like 2 drinks in. We're sipping on this a bourbon, and we got a beer right there. But today's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the, you know, like if you guys are listening. Right. No one's listening to this on Father's Day, but you know. If you are a father, this is coming from the Etcetera boys.
Here's to you, fathers.
And the mothers who are fathers as well. Happy Father's Day to all of y'all. All
right.
Happy belated Father's Day.
They already have a day. It's called Mother's Day.
All right. Sometimes they have to be both, all right?
Yeah, I know.
Man, shut up. All right.
Mother's Day.
Hang on.
It's okay.
All right. Let's just get it right into this, all right? Because it's a wild one. It's a wild one. Okay. So the inspiration behind this conversation I was talking to a friend, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure how it came up exactly, but what she said was, we need to normalize, you know, because I'm always like, I'm kind of picking on women about
all
like,
the time.
Kind a little sometimes mm-hmm. about like how, you know, there's a
yes.
No, what I'm saying is that some, you know, as speaking statistically here, you know, it's they're more than likely to be single by 40 by 40s or 45, like either have been married or whatever. You know, that's kind of, I think that's where the conversation started,
oh
right?
My God.
It's kind of how the conversation started, but then she said, you know, she said something about, you know, like there's this movement of women, older women, like dating younger men. And I totally forgot about it. I was like, well, it's not as common, but it is. Those numbers are growing. So then she said, we need to normalize that. I think that should be normalized.
Women dating younger men?
Yeah, like it shouldn't be seen as weird or like.
Who sees that as weird?
No, or just like,
I feel like other women see it as weird.
I think
there
so.
There are no guys that see that as weird.
Yeah, but I think like with guys, it's just like we like fuck it. We'll fuck anything.
What the fuck? No, you will fuck anything.
No. Hang on.
I will not fuck anything.
Because you're married, but we're talking about like single Eddie, hypothetically speaking.
Oh, different story. Swish. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean that.
I'm sorry, baby.
I meant that like I would be reduced to fucking anything because you.
If her dying wishes were like
be out of my life,
if your wife's dying wishes were Eddie, procreate, move on, keep going.
You have to continue the human race.
Yes,
I would do my best.
He would do his best.
Ah! No, goddamn it, no, baby. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I'm sorry. All right. So that's kind of how that conversation started, right? And then I started doing my research. I started getting a little interested. I was like, oh, all right.
Okay, let's just
Wikipedia this.
Wikipedia.
And
written by men.
So today's show is going to be called Dating Older Women or anything along those lines. I have to like.
Stop the podcast. I'm not doing this.
Hang on, Eddie.
Oh, God. Eddie, hang on. Damn it. Why are you always telling me this book?
So, ladies, if you're older than us, you're. Yeah, I think that's considered. Okay, here's another thing. So when I say older women, I'm saying they typically, like the mature women, they're considered at least like 40 and above.
Yeah.
Right? And when they, here's another interesting fact that I found.
I would say like 36 and above.
Okay, whatever you want to call it. We can change it on Wikipedia later.
I'm not saying that that's bad, by the way.
No, there's nothing wrong with this. There's not a damn thing wrong with this.
I just, the concept of older, you know what? I take it back.
When I give this next information that I'm about to give off, here's the thing. A lot of them, it's kind of new that the ones that are marrying younger guys, especially when there's like a 10-year gap.
Yes.
That's not as common. It's a very small number, right? But mostly when we talk about older women dating younger men, it's just that dating. Mm-hmm. They don't really, even women at that time, they're not really looking to like settle down or have a family. Like, no, like they're way past that. That's a fact from like when they've done like, studies and research, and like they write these articles, you know, they've interviewed older women that are like in their 40s.
They don't want to settle down.
Yeah, they're not really looking to settle down. They're just like
Really?
It's not really to settle down. Like they've already been through that. They've tried it out. You know,
Are these women that have already been divorced?
It's either they've been divorced or they've never been married. So it's they're just single. It's just single in general.
And they're just looking to date.
Of course they still want to like. Let me take something, Eddie. Believe it or not, even women at that age, they're still looking for like
I don't doubt it, baby. Ain't
nothing wrong with that.
But there's a stability that everybody, I think, craves at a certain point. You know,
yeah.
Whatever that point is, I don't know. Maybe you've already had it, and that's cool. You're past
right.
it.
But we're talking about We're not talking about like same age gaps. No, this is like older women with younger guys. That's a different conversation.
Oh, okay.
Remember that.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're talking.
You're talking about who are older women who are looking for younger guys.
Yeah. These are typically. This is what's called a cougar. right?
Who's looking for
little cubs.
Guys who's out there on yes. the prowl.
Uh-huh. Searching okay. for prey. Like, yeah. This is where this is going, right?
Okay. So those type of women that are right. looking for
young
guys.
So first, I like to start off with, like, this is what men should do if you are looking for a cougar, right? Or if you happen to come across one. If you are, or you happen to come across one that's kind of has like a thing for you. So it's like, this is what you should do.
Can I just say the picture that you're fucking painting right now?
Uh-huh.
It's like, you're like, oh no, I'm this delicate little boy. I hope a cougar doesn't come along exactly. to trap me.
Oof.
What the? Oof. Lions everywhere.
Lioness.
No, that's weird. That's a weird picture you're painting, man.
Okay, so this is from the Gentleman Journal. The Gentleman Journal. Okay.
Reputable source.
Reputable source. Yeah, reputable. Yeah. This is in.
Nothing wrong with it.
All right. Yeah. So just to kind of define this. All right. So like, this is from the journal, right? Mm-hmm. Cougars nowadays are far from passive. All right. Oh. Becoming increasingly popular due to their surge through TV shows and film. It mm-hmm. seems many men want a taste of an older woman and her experience.
For sure.
All right. But not every cougar is seeking a sexual playmate.
Yeah.
Many, due to their age, are on the. Is this prowl? P-R-O-W-L?
Prowl.
For a strong relationship. So if you are hunting for one, make sure you know what she's after.
That's right.
All right.
She ain't going to settle. This brings me
They will have limited patience for the mischief
that's
of youth.
That's right.
So stick to these rules and she'll be yours in no time, gents.
That's right.
First one, be assertive. That's true. Makes sense. You know, if I'm fucking around with like an older. All right, wait, before we get any further.
What do you mean? Define assertive.
Hang on, Eddie.
Define assertive.
Wait, hang on.
She ain't fucking with no bullshit.
She ain't.
All right.
Oh, I'll get to this later. You know, I'll just say right now. But when I say they date younger guys, a lot of times from one of the articles that I read, I'll come across it later. Yeah. But they don't actually mean like 21, 18 year olds, right? So it's more like in the mid to late 20 year olds. So yeah. Like us.
Yeah.
So we're the prime. we're victims here.
What are you trying to tell me right now?
So my next question to you, Eddie. Hypothetically speaking, your wife's gone.
My wife's gone.
Tragedy. But her dying wishes were, Eddie, I want you to keep going. And I want preferably someone older than you. Would you do it? It's all right. Think about it.
Take some time now.
Take some
time. If my wife is gone.
Hypothetically speaking, can you think that? Can you imagine that?
So listen, if my wife passes away.
Or she left your ass. Fuck it.
That's a different story. If she left me, then I'm out there. All right. Immediately. All right, just to be petty. You leaving me? Okay.
All right.
I'm on the prowl, baby. Yeah. I'm out here.
Eddie!
Girl! What's up, baby? No. Anyway, okay. I respect women.
Right.
And everything they do.
Right.
But, okay, let's say my wife left me and a woman of...
An older woman.
Of stature, of higher class came up to me. Because that's the picture you're painting. You say older woman, I hear someone who has got their shit together, has got a career, has got a savings account.
She got everything.
She knows how to take care of herself.
She ain't looking to marry you, though.
She knows what she wants.
Yeah, but she ain't looking to marry you. She just wants a nice...
Marriage. She just wants an experience.
She wants to share her experience with you.
You know what?
Yes or no, goddammit.
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
All right. So I would do it for sure.
Nah. For real.
If you are an older woman, please call the number at the bottom. 555. No, yeah. No, I think it'd be fun, right? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I'll get to it. We'll start going a little bit more in depth. All right. So first rule, gentlemen, if you happen to come across one and you have an opportunity, the first rule, be assertive.
Like
there's nothing sexier than a man who knows what he wants. And this proves your maturity for your age.
That's true.
Be bold, not shy.
That's true.
That's true. Right. Yes. Like I said, I'll go. We'll find it later on.
This isn't exclusive to older women either. You know, even younger women. Like they.
No, because I think when an older guy is dating a young girl, like they want that like that playfulness of just like.
Oh, that's not what I mean though. I'm saying like if you're a guy our age and you're dating someone around your age, it's good to be confident, to have a confidence within yourself, not to be an asshole, but to have a confidence within yourself.
It's kind of fix the mic so you can like kind of speak more into it.
It's good to be.
There you go.
Don't be an asshole, but like it's good to. You may forget. I forgot.
All right, fuck it. Next one. No labeling. Do not talk about her as a cougar. This is number two. It suggests that she is older, and some women still find the term offensive.
The entire article goes on to label women as cougars.
Hell yeah.
What are we talking about now?
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Well, just don't call her that, all right?
Okay, not in her face.
Okay, third one, ignore the age gap. She knows she's older, so stop stating the obvious. If you continue to express how amazed you are to be in the relationship, how well it works with so many years between you, she will get bored and it's rude. Damn.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That's rude as hell. Why are you?
If she doesn't treat you like her son, do not treat her like your mom.
Ew. First of all, ew.
Well, hang on.
Okay.
Going back to the fetish thing.
No.
Is this the role playing thing? No. It was the. Disgusting. Okay.
No, I think that's true. Like, wait, why are you gonna? Don't treat any relationship like they're your mother. What the fuck? You're a grown ass man.
That's true. I can agree with that.
If you're trying to be kinky, I guess, ew, but
that's very weird thing. No,
I'm not going to judge you. I am. If I know you, I'm going to judge you. But if you're doing your own thing, I'm not going to judge you. Whatever. You know, I don't know you.
What do you think is like the most, like, what do you find more amazing about, like, if you were to, like, see a cougar? Well, we can call him that.
In the wild. In the savannah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, what's the first thing that comes to your head?
I think that there's a certain type of confidence that comes out. If you see, you're talking about the wild, right? Like if you go to a bar and you see an older woman by herself.
Oh, yes.
At the bar.
Keep going. Yes. Don't stop. Keep going.
God damn it. I can't do this with you.
Hang on.
Okay. Listen, if you see her she's alone at the bar and she's eyeballing you or whatever, there's a certain type of confidence that, even to go to the bar and to do that, that's already putting yourself out there a lot. Oh, God, dude, stop it.
I'm sorry. I gotta stop this podcast. I'm sorry. It's been a while.
Oh, my God. Anyway, there's a certain type of confidence that comes in that, like, is commendable, I would say. Oh. It's very nice to see that type of confidence in a woman.
The lady in red?
The lady in red.
Continue.
So I think, like, if you see that already, like, somebody's putting themselves out there, like, of course it's going to be attractive, right? Of course it is. But then you also have,
it's like, something very stability. Hot and sexy, for sure. Like, isn't that, yes. I think I can speak for most men whenever we do, if we were to come across this, or when we do come across these situations or scenarios,
yeah,
it's like, it's very focused on sex, for sure. It's not like, I want to marry her.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm telling you, this is.
I feel like
you think there's a dynamic.
So, that's,
but like at first, like at first sight, when you see this part,
yeah, okay.
It's mostly focused around sex.
Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
like when you first meet. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I would say that a lot of guys like react that way. You know, initially when they first see somebody, but that's like everybody. God damn it.
All right, continue.
No, because I feel like, you know, you see somebody, there's a connection or a chemistry that happens that you see. That's the first thing that you notice. It's physical attraction. And because, like, the emotional and personal attachment that you develop afterwards takes a lot longer to develop because you don't know that person, right? But I think there's a power dynamic shift that's happening with a lot of women because, like, women are becoming more independent, especially, like, you know, minorities. In particular, like, I would say, like, the African-American community.
You could just say black, dude. God, why do you keep saying that?
Dude, I'm telling you, Listen to me. How many African-Americans do you know?
A few.
So why would you generalize and assume that everybody's okay with a certain word in a fucking podcast?
I've heard it on many.
You've heard it. Oh, he's heard it.
I found it on Wikipedia.
All right. On Wikipedia. Anyway.
Anyways.
No, goddammit. I was gonna Dude, you don't make me act up.
Do you feel weird when people say you're Mexican? A bunch of Mexican American guys.
No, I don't.
That sounds weird. That sounds weird, though.
You know how I take it? Oh, this guy is obviously concerned about how I'm feeling in a certain moment. I'm okay with
it. Get the fuck out of here. You know, you're the issue.
That's it. If someone refers to you as a Mexican American, which never fucking happens, by the way.
It never fucking happens.
No, it never happens.
But that's what you're saying.
You can't compare the plight of African Americans to the fucking Mexican Americans. God damn it. It's a different issue. I'm not going to get into this. I'm talking about mature women.
Sorry. We're talking about the cougars. I mean, mature women.
I would say that there's... It's particularly not an issue, but a thing in the African American community, the Black American community. There is that. Does that make you feel better? You fucking douchebag.
Yeah, keep going.
Of women being independent, that they don't need a man, that they have their own jobs.
Fuck
that they
them.
Have
yeah.
Their, yeah, I mean, kind of. They're kind of like, no, I don't need a man. Like, I got me. You know, I'm enough. Which is a great thing. It can be a little, you know, over the top sometimes. Sometimes. Too much of anything is
when they
play it
on
right?
movies. Yeah. But, kind of.
But, like, that's a good thing to have. You should be self-reliant, you know. You should be someone. Or it depends on what you want, right? But if you are looking for that, you should be with somebody who's self-reliant, knows how to take care of themselves, knows how to pay their own bills and stuff like that. And I feel like older women have that in spades, right? They have a lot of stuff to offer in that area because they've already figured their stuff out. They don't need anybody else to live their lives, you know?
Right. So, but like I said, we're talking about them dating like someone like us.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying there's
a lot of times it's not that they want to settle down with us.
It's not, but that's what I'm saying. It's a reverse. So you're going to have dudes that are actually going to want to settle down with that woman.
But they don't want that.
But they don't want that. The woman doesn't want that. Because they're in a different point in their lives. Yeah. And that's where that power shift comes, you know?
Right.
That's when the guy is like, oh, my life's pretty good right now. Especially if she's like,
you know, okay,
she's taking me out. She's taking me out. And she's paying for a lot of stuff. And she's kind of like elevating my living status. So like, I could settle down right now. This is pretty nice. But the girl's like,
you know what?
No.
I'm not kind of surprised right now by you. It's kind of like, this sounds like an Eddie thing.
Really?
This sounds like
an every guy thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Listen, I'm not saying that like this happens on the daily. If you're a confident enough guy and you have your own self-sufficiency, then
Salute to you.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. Cheers to you, man.
Guys, fill up on your drinks. Ladies, you too.
But I do think that once somebody takes that role from you, that there is more of an incentive, not a complete incentive, right? I'm not saying that every guy is going to do this, but there's more of an incentive to kind of like take it easier on your side, to be like, okay.
Right.
And want to settle down because there's that security. There's that reassurance that you're going to be okay, not just financially, but like, kind of spiritually, maturity wise. You
You're
know,
taking the fun
stuff.
Out of this.
Bring your that goddamn fucking bullshit.
The last one of the things you should do is take things slowly. All right. The sex will be more steamy than any you have ever had before.
Steamy.
She is experienced and has a stamina too, but you must know her outside of a sexual relationship. Take her out for dinner, ask her what she likes, where she wants to go, and follow through. She will appreciate you caring.
I would love to ask a question to the older women out there in the audience right now. How much of this is bullshit?
I think it's pretty accurate.
Oh, do you? Are you an older woman?
No.
Oh, are you self-sufficient? Oh my God. Do you think it's accurate?
Some would say I'm pretty cultured and I'm a worldly man. All right. But
so you've been used for sex?
I've had sex with myself. Yeah,
you think
I've wanted to have sex with all these women?
No, I do it as a service.
I do
to this country and the nation. God damn it! July 4th is right around the corner. You don't think I know?
You don't think? Yeah, you give me
Godspeed.
Right.
Man.
Yeah,
you give God me. Bless you.
Okay, so
and
then
I'm proud
all right.
To
so
be that, an American.
So this is kind of like the what you should do, right? From the Gentleman's Journal. This is not us. We're just reading this, remember?
That's right, Gentleman's Journal.
But this goes into I found this other article.
Okay.
Yeah, from the consumer.healthyday.com encyclopedia.
Yeah.
All right. So this is pretty interesting. We kind of knew this. and this is where it kind of gets a little scary for most women. But remember this, that there are more women than there are men in this world, right? That is statistically...
Oh, my God.
I don't know how much exactly more, but there are more women than there are men.
Shut up. Okay. What are you going to say?
So, although... Okay. So, here's the thing. Okay. So, I was talking about the marrying... This came from, like... it was, like, in the context of older women actually marrying young men.
Right.
Right? So, thanks to higher divorce rates and higher percentages of people who have never married... Today, 40% of the 97 million Americans 45 or older are single. That's pretty close to 50.
45 or older are single.
Mm-hmm.
Of men.
Women.
Oh, women.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks to higher divorce rates and higher percentages of people who have never married, today, 40% of the 97 million Americans... Oh, wait. Men and women, sorry. Maybe. Of Americans 45 or older are single.
40%.
45%.
45%.
No, wait. Today, 40%. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. 40%. 45 and older. There you go.
Okay. 40%.
45 and older.
45 and older. Americans. Men and women.
Americans.
Are single.
Are single. Right.
Wow. That's a big
research. That's a... It's... Yeah.
I did not know.
Research that. On dating habits of these 40 plus singles... It's according to the according to the AARP survey of 3,500 older singles, 34% of women in the 40 to 69 age group date younger men.
40 to 50?
34% of women in the 40 to 69 age group date younger men. And then 14% of women age 50 to 59 say they prefer dating men in their 40s or younger. So this is like at least a 10 year. That's a 10 year or more gap.
Wow.
Yeah, and I said it's dating. It's not marrying or looking to settle down again.
You know what? That's correlative to. I would say,
according to the AARP survey, respondents cited fun and companionship as the main reasons for dating.
Yeah,
I told you.
Doesn't that sound exactly like what everybody thinks a guy is, and they're old, and when they get older? It almost kind of seems like this is all a social construct, right?
Just right.
No biological
thing. But older men do marry younger women. Like yeah. That those numbers are, I mean, I'm sure they're a lot higher than...
That's interesting, though. Why would you think they would do that?
Because I think men do go through like that midlife crisis.
But marry is such a big thing. Why would they marry that?
But dude, like if you're at that point and you're like... It's...
Go ahead.
No, it's...
Go on.
I believe that it's just... This sounds weird. And it's not weird.
Oh.
But, you
know... Not at all.
It's always been known for men to be older than the woman when they get married. Like, back in the 50s, right? Even before, even before then, right? Yeah. During the Renaissance times. It's always... It's known in history that men have dated younger women, right? And so we...
Yes?
Can you fucking let me do this thing?
You went back to the Renaissance. I'm going back.
Do it, bitch.
Right, okay, go ahead.
They would offer the virgins to their kings.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. This is a...
It's not me, baby. I'm not saying I would take them if they offered, but I'm not a king.
Am I wrong?
Oh my God.
Am I wrong?
Shut up.
Am I wrong? All right. So what I'm saying is that it's kind of normal. And where I'm going with this is that...
Getting nervous now. Don't you get can... Nervous.
This sounds weird. It sounds... It's not... No. It sounds weird. Okay. So here's the thing. I do somewhat believe in this. That...
Go ahead.
I think there can kind of... Dude, they're gonna... Dude, I'm gonna get killed.
There ain't no motherfucker. This is your stand.
If this is single Eddie talking right now, hypothetically speaking.
Oh my God, hell no.
No. What I'm saying is that.
Go ahead, say.
You know, the reason why I think
Speaking
most.
To the microphone now.
The reason why I think this would happen is because, you know, not only like, you know, they're at their prime, they're super, you know, they're young, whatever, but also like. You know, correct me if I'm wrong here. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Eddie.
Go ahead.
But it's a little easier.
I'm gonna correct you.
To mold the woman.
Oh no! Oh my
my God.
Hang on. Hear me out.
Okay.
Now, I don't mean like you being like 22 and the girl's 21, 20 years old. No. I'm talking about like they're like, give it like a good 10 years. Like, let's say, or like anywhere around there. So like a 21-year-old or 20-year-old with like a 30, 31-year-old.
Uh-huh.
That sort of gaps. Like, I think I have like this weird gut feeling. I could be wrong. I've never been married. True. And I've never been 31.
True.
So I haven't dated someone at that, you know, but like just like me thinking.
Yes.
I can kind of see like how it kind of works.
Oh my God.
It kind of works.
Okay.
And it has to do with the maturity. It has to do with the maturity because women are, you know, they are more mature than men, right?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. If you look at women, no, to the same age, women tend to be more mature and they tend to grow faster than men do.
Define mature.
Like, at least like they have somewhat of a better understanding of what they want. If you get two 24-year-olds or two 21-year-old women, it's more than likely that like the woman kind of has an idea of what she wants. And it might be more of like family-based, or if it's not their career, it's more family-based because they are aware of like their clock. They're, you know, there's...
Okay, I would say...
But a man does never grow... It doesn't really grow out of it until like into his late 20s.
There's a partial truth to that, but I do think that women in their 30s... are more equipped to know what they want out of
yes,
life.
Yes. But imagine getting like a man, getting a guy and a girl in their 30s. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I believe even the guy, like if he's still dating around,
yeah,
he was probably still go for like the younger one, the younger 24, like the 20-year-old girls, than going for someone that's in their early 30s. Dude, like these. Hey, this is Wikipedia and Pornhub.
Listen.
Which, by the way, have I complained yet about the?
You bring it up every single time. God damn it! I get it. The amateur section is wrong. You think I don't know that? You don't think I struggle with that every day?
They haven't verified my account yet.
God damn it!
Anyways, no. But I'm saying like that's you know, dude. You know, and my family, within my own family, you know, yes, growing up, when we'd get like advice on relationships, you know, they would always tell us, you know, that you should go for a younger girl. Like when you are, you know, like don't think about getting married when you're 21 or even 18 when you're in high school.
Yeah, of course.
Like, don't think about that. Like, wait, live, travel, whatever. And that's then right. when you're like in closer to your 40s, mid 30s, because we do age different compared to women. Right? You know, it's like, go for like, yeah, they go get a 24-year-old, go get a 23-year-old, you know, because you're more responsible by then. Hopefully you're more stable because I'm telling you, it goes back to that maturity thing because you, and it goes back to what we said the other day about like when it clicks on you, right? Like there's a time, like a guy, like where he has to like get his shit together.
Yeah.
And it normally doesn't happen unless like a lot of times it happens when you have kids. Right.
Yeah, of
when
course.
A man has a kid or when a man has I guess he gets married. But it's mostly when there's some sort of responsibility that they have to take care of someone else.
A responsibility. Yes.
Towards of taking care of another human being when
someone
they feel
is dependent
that
on you.
When they're dependent on you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually happens when either like their parents, when their parents are very sick or they have a kid. Normally that's how it happens. Mm-hmm. If not, a lot of times when they get married and they're young, they're both learning together.
That's right.
And it can be complicated.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, but so that's why in our family, like, you know, growing up, everyone would always tell us, like, don't ever think about like settling down. You have to enjoy yourself. You know, wait until you're closer to like your late 30s, you know, and that's the time. That's the perfect time to like search.
So there's an interesting thing that you're saying here right now, because I think that there's some truth to the fact that like guys are more sexually unstable in their 20s in a sense where they just want and crave sex.
Right.
You know,
even at 27,
I don't know. I can't speak to that effect on women, but I would say that is prevalent amongst young men where they want to have sex. Or there's this urge to have sex, right? But The thing is like I don't see how what you were saying about women being this is just to me this is just like a reflection of what it is with on the other step, right? We were talking about it. Women when they get older choose younger men. But I don't
not all of them. It's a smaller percent. It's a small percentage. It's not
right.
We're
right,
not even talking 50%.
Right. But like you're saying that like how older men go for younger women because
they're easier to mold.
That's okay, they're easier to mold. You should not be marrying anybody with the idea that you're gonna be changing them.
That's true. That is very true.
Never in your life
that is true.
Ever go into a commitment that you think like, oh no,
honestly, Eddie, be okay. Like, be honest with me though. You think it's easier? This is single Eddie. I'm talking to single Eddie right now. Single Eddie?
Say less.
So let's just say, do you think it'd be easier to marry or like to talk, first talk, not when I'm talking about marriage, to uh-huh. talk and date someone who's 22 or someone who's 28?
I would say someone who's 28.
You think it's easier to talk to someone?
Yes. Someone who's 22 doesn't know what the fuck they want.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what, yeah, exactly. But why would you want to marry someone like
okay,
that?
Okay, but I'm talking about like, well, hold on. You don't look at someone, they're like, I'm going to marry her. Well, and there's not
older guys do.
How beautiful is she?
Oh my no. God. Oh, no. Listen.
No. I think it plays the same way. Like, you know, if you are 27, 28, right?
Yes.
You know, guys that are 40, they do find that attractive still. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but like when you're in your late 20s or like early 30s, they kind of go towards more like the younger ones. But then like you have the sick guys that are like 50 years old and they want the 21-year-old.
Yeah,
well, it's not sick, but it's just like
there's nothing
wrong. You need to have a lot of money for that. That's
shut the fuck up.
And that's a big issue with like with older men that are like that are considered seniors.
Yeah,
They ask themselves like why doesn't anyone want to settle down with me? And it's like, well, maybe you should get someone closer to like in their 40s or 50s when you're like over 60.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But they don't want that. They want the 21-year-old.
Yeah.
Right? I spoke to a man the other day, an older man. He's like 90 something.
Oh,
he was really really old. Single, you know, I think his wife passed away like early, at some point.
Right.
And He was asking that question, like, you know, why don't women, you know, want to settle with him? And I told him, I was like, well, what age group are we looking at? And he's like, oh, I want like a 40 or 30 year old. But this guy's like 90.
Yeah, dude.
And that's the thing, is like maybe like a 60 or 70 year old, right? There might be some chance there.
Yeah.
But they don't want that. And in his head, you know what he's told me? And I was like, this is fucking awesome. Is that honestly, like, if I don't look in the mirror, like, I still believe that I'm 27. Like, I feel that way. I feel good. And I was like, dude,
yeah.
It's good. It's good because, like, he feels young. Like, he still wants to go out. He wants to, like, go have fun. He wants to travel still. And he wouldn't mind having a lady friend to, like, for the companionship there. And it's, you know, when I hear a lot of times, like, you know, even people in our age group that are in their late 20s, that, you know, oh God, like we feel old, like got to go to sleep early. You don't want to be home by 10. That's good too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, like I don't feel that way. Like I can still, like, I wouldn't mind still going out to like bar hopping and all that. I do think about it more now. Just like, I can put my money in a better place than that. Right. But like, I don't mind it every now and then. But, and it's just, I still feel like I have like the, you know, like I do feel like I have the energy. Like when I was 18, if anything, I feel great.
It's because you're single.
Well.
all right. I mean, that's what it is, man.
I don't know. I don't feel tired. I feel like I'm in the best, like in the best physique ever. Like, I feel great.
If I was single, I'd feel the same way, man. But I'm not. You think about other stuff when you're not single. And this 90-year-old guy probably feels the same way. He's probably got too much time on his hands, man. You know? He has energy because he has time. He's not doing anything else.
Salute. if you're listening to this podcast, Mr. I forgot his name. He lives in Kessler Park. Salute to you.
Here's to you. No, And no disrespect, you know, if he feels that way, I think that's awesome.
That is great. That was beautiful. That was the most beautiful thing I ever heard.
And it'll keep you healthier if you keep that state of mind. I think it's fantastic. Keep thinking that way. Be real, though. Be real.
Like, no, yeah, for sure. I told him that. I was like, dude, well, come on. Like, it's,
yeah, like you're asking for a lot from a person who is not... 60 years in the future, right? They don't know what they want 60 years. Maybe a 30-year-old knows what they want 10 years from now. 5 years, if they're lucky.
Right.
Right? 60 years in the future, you're asking for someone to be in a commitment with somebody else who...
No, oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what kind of bothers me, too. It's a double standard a little bit, you know, because this guy is expecting someone to overlook... You know,
I have
physical attractiveness.
Right.
But he that's wants another thing. A young, physical, attractive woman.
Well, I mean, because it does happen. If you look at social media,
it happens.
It happens because, like I said, you just need money.
Right. But, like, that comes from a sense of security. Are you providing this woman with a sense of security? Yeah. That she doesn't have to, like, go out and worry about anything else?
Right.
If you are, then sure, you know, make that.
I was talking to another friend the other day about how... Like first world countries, you know, like here in America, right? It all comes down to like that security, financial security. How smart are you? That's more important to a woman nowadays than you having like six pack or being ripped. No. That's more that apparently this is what she was telling me. I guess it kind of makes sense too. That you know,
your friend?
Yeah, my friend was telling me this that. They, you know, like let's say if you were like living like in something that would be considered like a third world country or just a very different lifestyle compared to here. Like let's just say like Uruguay, for example, it's Uruguay. Fucking random, right? But it's like
right,
it's not as developed as the United States or like
culturally,
yeah, or there's like
a different type of culture,
yeah, or Panama or stuff like that. Like those, like a guy that's ripped and very muscular, like those, like it would stand out a lot more, right? Just from the physical appearance, like a woman would instantly like see, like oh, like hell yeah, like he, like I'd go for that. But here, if you're like, if you're having a good time, like in like I don't know, even here in Dallas, right? You go to a club, whatever, and you see a man. He's not in the best shape ever, but he's like buying everything. Like that's more attracting to a woman here in these more first world countries, more established societies. And it's kind of true. That's why you kind of hear about like guys that are like fucking bodybuilders, and like whenever a girl rejects them, they're like fuck you, whatever. Like yeah, bitch, they're like you know you can't have, like they talk shit.
At the core of your argument, you're saying that like women are more attracted to a sense of stability and security, right, than they are physical attractiveness, right?
Here,
but I would say that that's the same thing that these women are doing for the men, like older women are doing for these men, right? Sometimes it might just be about sex, but when it comes down to it, I don't think anybody is capable of dismissing a personal attachment that they have. For so long when they're sleeping with someone, right? Something right. develops as you start like doing that process
right.
with that person, right?
Yeah.
And I guess it's just this idea that there's nothing wrong with wanting to date younger people like in their 20s, you know? There's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you, Eddie.
But I think that like if older women want to go into it with this idea that, oh, he's going to be easier to mold. And women and men, they're just going to have a bad time. Because at the end of it...
But this isn't for marriage purposes. This is more... When we started this conversation, it was, like I said, it was women just... Older women looking for that playmate.
Right.
Companionship.
Right. And we got off because, like... I started wondering, why do men marry these younger women?
And they're easier to mold.
But that's... Why would you... In my eyes, that doesn't make any sense.
It goes back to that. We go back to that caveman kind of mentality.
But that doesn't make any sense. If you're
and these are older men right now,
right?
But like,
that doesn't make any sense, though. Why would you want like if you want to fuck around? In my head,
I feel like it does kind of make sense. You know, no, this isn't fucking around.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you want someone who's stable, why would you choose a 20-something-year-old? That's the least stable. Oh,
they don't want something stable because they're trying to like.
But why would you marry them then?
Huh?
Why would you marry them then?
Well, at that point, because like.
See, that's what's wrong.
I'm just reading.
But I'm telling you, like,
that's... I can kind of see it.
Listen, I'm not going to say it's not a cultural thing, too, because, like, there's the same type of thing. Like, I've heard, you know, like, I've been told to, like, go and explore your life.
Dude, I'm sure,
and get married.
Like, wait till we get to, like, in our early 30s. The people that are still in our age, like, people that we know that are still, that are single and in their 30s, they're going to be settling for, like, younger 21-year-olds. Younger 20-year-olds.
That's not a settle.
Like, they're going to be looking. They're going to be more, like, in the hunt for those. I promise you. They're going to be more open to talking to someone younger and, like, in their mid to early 20s than someone in our own age.
I can see that, but, like, why would you... I guess I just don't understand why would you want to look for someone who's not as, like, if you want to have, like, I'm just talking,
and also, like, marriage, if you are doing that sort of search, that it's, you're not looking for that equality. You're for sure. You're not, it's not, well, like, yes, you respect her, but it's not, it's more like the guy's taking care of the girl at that point.
Yeah. Which is fine.
There's nothing wrong with it.
That dynamic can work, and it's fine. If that's what you want, that's also fine. To me personally, it baffles me how anybody who's already been married, is divorced, and wants to go out and start looking and dating again. Men in particular, because women don't want to get married, right? When they're looking at younger men.
Right.
But men in particular, when they're older
and looking for younger women,
and then they get married.
Yeah,
it's like that. That to me is like, why?
Like, are you getting, like, pedophilia kind of vibes?
No, not at all. Date women in their 20s. I don't give a fuck. Right? It's just like, to get married is to, like, to have such a strong commitment, and going into it with this idea that, like, it's okay because, you know, I'm gonna mold her and I'm gonna be like, she's gonna be okay.
Yeah, but I feel like they're still living, like, in those old times. I'm sure they're not living, like, the modern days, you know. That's why I'm saying that I think whenever they do get a younger girl, it's, they're in their head, they're like, oh, like, I can, like, you know, I'll provide for her, I'll take care of her, she's gonna take care of me, you know, because I am an older guy. she's gonna give me that companionship, right? And if the girl is, like, up for it, then yeah, I think that's why they want to get married with them. But if you get a girl that's, like, in her early to mid 30s and she's like, hell no, like,
but wouldn't you rather be like that?
But I'm saying, but, like, they're still in that mentality, like that? Dude, my grandfather's still in that mentality.
But I mean, wouldn't you rather be in the mentality where you're like, I'm 30, I don't need to get married. If you talk to older men,
they hate. They don't like, I mean, they love that these women are, like, everywhere on social media. You can see everything, or, like, you know, like, being, like, you know, wearing, like, the provocative outfits, what they consider provocative outfits.
Right.
Like, they love it. But then, like, it's like, once they want to have it, but, like, you know, they want to control it after that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way. Especially when they get older, when they get closer to their 30s, it's like, no. But when they're younger, it's a little bit more easier to kind
of,
like,
of course, because it don't
to work with, because, like, it's like, I'm gonna give it's kind of like in that exchange, right? Like, I'm gonna give you all this, I need you to do this for me,
and if you're okay with that, that's fine. And if
you're okay with that, you know, that's fine.
I guess I would never be okay with that, but if you're okay with that, that's, I guess.
But it's a different mentality. It's a different mentality. It's a
wrong mentality, in my opinion. You're not gonna be happy with that type of mentality.
It doesn't matter.
Why would you?
Obviously,
what are you talking about? It doesn't matter.
No, I'm talking about for the guys at that point. It's just like, are obviously, like, if they're doing it, it's just like, whatever. They get married though. They're already thinking, like, I'm gonna die at some point.
I know, but they get married. Keep fucking her. Keep providing for her. Keep her around. But don't get married. Why would you get married? That's like,
because they don't want a nurse. They want to have that one girl.
I mean, whatever. That's just all right. I find that weird.
We're getting away from the fun stuff.
Yeah,
we're gonna move. I'm about to turn this conversation up a little bit. All right. Okay. So once I did all that fucking research, well, it wasn't really research, but, you know, once I found all that other shit, I was like, you know, I started asking more questions. Like, what does Pornhub say about this? And I do know Pornhub gives like statistics of, like, what people search and what's the most popular thing. Dude, guess what is the most pop? The two top searches on Pornhub.
It's probably going to be something to do with incest. and something to do with trans, isn't it?
No. So currently it's stepmom, and which stepmom goes with the, it goes back to back with MILF, which stands for mother I'd love to fuck, for those that don't know. And the second one is mom. So, but it's not always, from what I was reading, it's not always like your own mom. It's more like your best friend's mom, right? Like the woman that she's not really like paying attention to the boy. Really, and the, you know, you've seen the videos, right?
Here's the thing with this though. Like it makes sense if you look at it from a social perspective, right? Because like, what do men like? They like someone who takes care of them in a certain aspect of their life. They see that in other women's friends, moms.
Yeah, or the stepmom.
The stepmom, whatever.
Yeah.
So these fucking horny ass guys that are just, they see a provider, you know, someone who is like dependable, someone they can turn to, and someone who is also emotionally dependable, you know? Which a lot of men aren't. And it makes sense that they're attractive to that type of dynamic. But it, I, to.
So, I mean, it's really MILFs and moms. That's, those are the top searches, right? It's a.
That's surprising. I didn't know that.
No, dude, what are you talking about? Who do you think? All right.
I would say it was in the top 10, but I would not say that's the first and the second. That's wild.
Yeah.
I would say big booty bitches are like the first.
Pogs? Damn, all right.
What do you mean by big booty? I would say something like that, you know, that like goes into like the physical attractiveness of a woman instead of like the status, but hey, whatever. Yeah.
So here's another thing. So like, I got the most states that's actually searched for this, the like, there's a like a list of by top states? Searches by state.
Oh, wow.
So obviously the two terms were MILF and mom, right? And then it goes into which states look for them the most. Like who has the top searches on of these terms, right?
Right.
The first one, fucking random, dude. I don't even know what the hell goes on in this goddamn state, but it makes sense. They're looking for this shit. Iowa.
Corn-fed Iowa? Goddamn.
Iowa, dude.
I'm talking about the Midwest.
The biggest loving state. Yep. The biggest mom-loving state is Iowa.
Well, thank God.
Followed by, in this order, you ready? Vermont. If you're listening, if you're in Vermont and listening.
That don't surprise me at all.
You're not, I'm not surprised. After that, West Virginia. After that, Nebraska.
Okay.
Is it starting to make sense a little bit? It's
starting to make a lot
of sense. And right after that, so we're like one, two, three, one, two, three, four, five. We're the fifth one. Wait, fourth. The beautiful state of Texas.
The fourth one?
We're the fourth one. There, and as a top, but you know what was interesting? The most searched term here in Texas is it had to do something with Tex-Mex or like
Tex-Mex,
yeah,
bitches eating Tex-Mex food.
No. It's just like bitches that are like of Mexican background.
That's the top search
on Texas, in Texas. Yeah, that was, yeah,
Texas was Mexico one time, baby.
Well, that's right,
that's what it is,
that's what that is,
that don't, that shit don't go away.
Search for mom and MILF. And the ones that least search for mom or MILF are Alaska, Hawaii, Delaware, Maryland, and Nevada. What you guys say about that?
Nevada's interesting. Because that's where Las Vegas is.
And yeah.
Like, you know, degeneracy galore over there.
Galore.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's wild. That's surprising to me. I didn't think a lot of people were actually that into it. I would say that it's more interesting to me that it speaks to the fact that I think that guys are looking for that kind of like emotional dependent attachment.
You think they're looking for cougars?
Wait, which goes back to my original point.
Oh, so younger guys looking into the
yes.
I don't think it's the dependency. I think it's just like the fun.
Not just complete dependent. What do you mean by fun though?
Like I'm fucking an older girl.
So what?
Or an older woman.
So what?
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that.
Have you ever done it?
No, I haven't.
That's why.
But no, I'm saying like, what would you say that an older woman has that a younger woman doesn't?
I don't know. It's the experience, Eddie.
But when I was about an 18-year-old, I'm talking about like a younger, like 28 to, you know, 35, I've never, 36,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
even maybe 40 sometimes.
Sometimes past even 40, like a,
what doesn't a, what does an older woman in her 40s know that a woman in her like 38?
I think it's that inner, it's that nerd or like perverted nerd inside of us that wants, like, it's, we're looking for our own Lisa Ann, you know?
The fuck is Lisa Ann?
If you know, you know.
Oh my god,
she's like the top MILF.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
No, but like that's what I mean though. Like, I feel like there's something there that guys are looking for when they look up that certain thing.
And mommy
issues.
I think
it has to do with the I don't even know if it's mommy issues to be exact, right? But I think instead of, because men have always been like kind of like shoehorned into the provider role, right?
Right.
And a lot of guys probably don't want that anymore or are tired of being the providers.
What the hell?
So,
hell
no. I would say.
Do you think women want that though?
There are some women that cougars probably might.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's cougar, bro. All right. So, like, if you say that to like a girl that's your age and you tell her, I'm kind of tired of being that provider.
I mean, I don't know.
That sounds weird.
I don't know if like women are looking for that, right? I don't know if
I think that's a huge turnoff for any woman.
Yeah, but I don't, for any guy too. For me, like if a girl came up to me, no, not at all. I love it. But like,
that's what I'm saying.
If a girl came up to me and was like, I'm tired of working and I'm tired of being a provider, that's a turnoff.
That is actually weird, yeah.
Why would you tell me that?
Can you like say it in a nicer way?
No. I want to be your mommy. No, that's weird. But that's what I mean. I think it plays onto that. I think it plays onto like this role that like men want to be taken care of.
Hell no, that's fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, it that's is weird. Weird. I'm saying,
I just do it for the ride, boy.
I mean that too.
Listen, if you actually have someone and you're listening, God bless.
But here's the thing: there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to be taken care of, then that's fine. You can. That's a normal want, you know. You don't have to like have this like shame about it. You don't look for fucking MILFs, right? Just look for older women.
Hold on, look for older women that are capable to give that to you. Hang on, Eddie.
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's just, there's nothing wrong with searching for MILFs. Actually, if you are a MILF and you're listening, drop your number at the bottom. Texas.
I'm more convinced every day using this goddamn podcast. 555. It's fucking clout chasing. No, but I know that you don't think that, like, and I'm not even saying that, like, guys don't want to keep working or, like, be the main breadwinner or any of that bullshit, you know? I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that there's a reassurance that comes with somebody who already knows how to do that but doesn't have to. Isn't that why you want a housewife? Because she knows how to take care of her business, but she doesn't have to?
Sure.
You don't want someone who's completely dependable on you. I know a lot of guys think they want that.
Yeah.
But they don't.
No, yeah, for sure. I get that.
They want this like this subservient woman who's going to do whatever the fuck they want. That's never going to happen, man.
The trophy wife?
Never. Ever, 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 ever. Unless you're a fucking billionaire, then you're willing to spend billions, millions of dollars on women who aren't going to give you the type of relationship that you actually want or need. Then that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. You're living in a fucking fantasy.
Eddie, why you bring me down? I was so up there, dude. I was like, I was enjoying.
Go find your MILF, man.
I was enjoying the cougar tug.
Tell me what. Go find a MILF. Date her for a little bit.
When you get an older woman here.
I would love to have some older women put this man straight. All right.
Please. Take me with you after.
Oh, my God. I think that's an interesting conversation to have, though. I would love to talk to other guys about that. Like, why do you search MILFs?
Here's the thing, though. What we didn't even get to talk too much about the facts, though, on 40 to 45% of the women, of Americans being single at 45 and older.
Yeah, that's wild. But that makes sense, though.
Roll the dice, Eddie.
No.
What do you want?
No. Because that makes sense, especially if you look at guys that are
Either they've been divorced or never been married.
Well, like, you're more likely to get divorced the second time you're married than you are the first time. Yes, that's statistically true.
That's a bold statement there, boy.
Look it up. It's true.
Hell no.
But, you know, it goes back to like what you were saying about dudes getting married to younger women and thinking they're going to mold them. That never works out. Why the fuck would you do that?
For experimental and research purposes, I will try it.
Go ahead. She going to leave you in 5 years, 2 years tops.
Damn.
Bitch, why'd you leave? Goddamn. Why'd you take out my money? Goddamn.
Eddie was right. Eddie was
right. You're going to have a picture of me like this. Every time you go to a bar and you're thinking about talking to a young girl, pull out your credit card and your wallet, open it up, and gonna be picturing me like this. Then you're gonna be like, ah, there's gonna be another picture of me like this. Okay.
Eddie, why are you bringing us down? You're bringing the audience down,
because,
man.
Because, all right, you need to
let us live in this fantasy. Don't wake us up.
Wake up.
Don't wake us
wake
up.
Wake the fuck up.
I ain't waking up.
Don't.
I ain't waking please. Up. My eyes are closed.
I'm not saying go out and try your stuff, but don't expect more than what you're going to get.
All right.
That's what that
you know
is.
That, you know how like there's gay guys, that older gay guys that like to find their little, they call them pollitos?
Oh, what the fuck?
I have one friend. He calls them chacales.
I thought you were going to say, I have one.
Oh. I have a friend. He calls them chacales. So every time he's out on his Instagram, he's like, there's like a bunch of younger guys. And this guy's like 40 at least, or like early 40s.
No, really?
And this guy's like a bunch of like 21-year-old little boys.
No.
And he's like hashtag puros chacales.
Ugh.
It's like, ooh. He's on the hunt.
Ugh.
But that's all I got.
Oh, is it?
That's all I got. I'm sorry.
That was more than enough.
You think so? You think so?
I think so. I think I would love to have an older woman here. Try to like talk to her, pick her brain about all that. And a guy.
You could take me home.
Let me ask you this, because I know you've looked up for it. Why do you search for MILFs? And that's all the time we have today in this podcast. Please tune in next time when we're going to talk about, I don't know.
Abstinence.
Go the other way.
Going back to God.
The word of God is going to be Bible study next time.
Dude, no. What are you talking about? Wait, you're telling me you never search for MILF?
No, never.
What do you search for?
Amateur.
Just amateur? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's basically it, man.
Yeah. I used to, you know, when I was younger, I would search more for like that MILF thing. You know, it's because
that's interesting.
When growing up, even like as a teenager, when I started looking into like all the porn stuff, I was always fascinated with like. With older women for some reason. If you're a psychologist and listening, like,
because you watched the movie Alfie.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
probably. No, but I there
Jude
was.
Law was with a lot of older women.
He was with one older.
A
woman.
Lot of well-to-do no, women.
But like before, like actually before I discovered like porn, I was really into a lady. Her name was she's a Mexican actress and singer. Her name is Lucero. Lucerito, mm-hmm. Have you heard of her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I dude, I thought she was like fast. You know, she actually reminded me of someone. She reminded me of like a high school fling that I had.
Oh, gee.
But I think that's where it was. But like, she's like, she just kind of looked like her, and
yeah,
she's married now, so she's.
It can never be.
Unless.
Five. No, but I think that's very interesting. You know, I would love to talk to more guys about that.
Because, we need to get an actual like cougar in this goddamn show.
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
So we got up. By the way, for all of you that have been sending us messages to come on the show, you're on. We're getting you. We're gonna get you.
We're coming to you, goddamn it.
We're coming to you. But now we got to get another category. So if you are a cougar,
that's right.
We'll fly you in.
A single older woman.
If you're that one person that's listening in from Saudi Arabia.
That's right. Come on in.
We'll
fly you in.
We'll fly you in. We'll sponsor it. Sponsor the flight.
It's true.
And we'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen.
Anyways, guys, that's all we got for today. Thank you for tuning in. We have a lot of great things coming up in a few more weeks.
That's right.
It's going to get really exciting.
It is. I'm very excited for it.
Yeah.
Stuff coming up and
So remember, if you fit into any of these categories, either you have a vagina, you have a dick, or you're just some wild. If you're wild.
You just described every homeless person that's out there right now.
Hell yeah.
I would love to talk to the homeless, actually. Gotta get a homeless guy in here.
I told you, we gotta get a Mexican homeless.
Mexican homeless. I've never seen him.
I've never seen it either, but...
Or an Asian homeless.
Or Indian.
Interesting.
It's weird how that plays out.
No. I've seen a lot. The homeless are diverse in nature.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, it got weird. Anyways, everything's a joke, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to like, follow all our shit. Go on YouTube. Please go on YouTube and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram. My TikTok is down, but Eddie's TikTok is there. So
that's right.
Please follow, subscribe. That's and right. Like all our shit, tree. Share it with your friends, right. And let us know if you want to be on. Hopefully next month, just two or three more weeks.
Yeah,
we'll have people on. But I hope you guys enjoyed it, and you guys have an awesome summer.
All right.